Yeah, Hare Krishna, I'm very happy to give this program before I fly out tomorrow quite early to Berlin. I think some of you, if not most of you, were in the Sadhu Sangha retreat. I obviously had to ask myself the question, is it fair to ask you another time to come and sing and chant? Are you not already overdosed? I was asking this question to myself. And I feel that it's good to maintain the input of spiritual energy. And I have thought, of course, what I will present tonight, and it's my. I found out I have one more session on Shraddha and how to develop it. So I must give it, otherwise I'm like a bird. I will leave America like a bird with one wing cut. You know, in other words, something is not there. It should be there. This last part should be there. So, how do you all feel after this weekend? Just blissful. how nicely you describe. Huh? It was a transformational experience. New energy, a new spiritual energy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ease the pain, yeah. Reaffirming, yeah. I always feel after this, not always, but here it was a little easy because I was a guest. Many times I'm in the role of Indradumna Maharaj, I'm not as talented as he is, but I'm supposed to be the one overseeing these festivals. But here I had the luxury of being just a guest and participating, and I feel I feel as if a heavy weight is taken from me, just very light-hearted, I can say. Light-hearted and in a new, I think in American English we would say, in a new space, that is, I'm very much thinking about ultimate things, my ultimate spiritual aspirations. Yeah, and I feel a little sleep deprived. Hare Krishna. But that is not a problem. Hare Krishna. But yes, very light and very close to my spiritual goals. It seems to be within arm's reach, something like this. I'm very encouraged. All right, so let us sing Jai Radha Madhava. Jai Jai Radha. Hare Krishna, you are really in the mood. We cannot stop this madness. And we don't want to do that. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Cheta manasa, no? Oh, said it wrong. Ananyas chinta yanto mam. Ye jana payupasate. Esham nityabhi yuktanam yogakshemang vahamyam. Ananyaha, having no other object. Chintayantaha, concentrating. Mang, on me. Ye, those who. Janaha, persons. Payupasate, properly worship. Tesham, of them. Nitya, always. Abhiyuktanam, fixed in devotion. Yoga, requirements. Kshemam, protection. Vahami, carry. Aham, I. Translation, but those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack, and I preserve what they have. Purport. One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day, being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship, and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies, which make the devotee perfect in self-realization, so that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without a difficulty. This is called yoga. By the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Kshema refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga. And when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable condition of life. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachanine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskadyari Shatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare I would like to give you a little summary of what we have heard in the previous classes on Shraddha, on faith, so that it is easier for us to move into today's subject matter. In the beginning, we heard how Shraddha, or faith, is really the first step in the palace of bhakti. You can imagine devotion for Krishna to be like a beautiful palace with very nice ornaments inside, with very nice preparations to taste. A palace which is standing in the desert, then of our life, material life. Then Shraddha is really the first step through the entrance gate of that palace. It's that important. So we heard a few things on how in other processes, yoga processes, there are different qualifications required, but in bhakti yoga the only requirement is faith. Now obviously this faith starts on a beginning, it's called beginner's faith, that is some affectionate leaning towards the object of one's faith, Krishna. That's how it starts. In the beginning this faith is called Komal Shraddha. It means very, very soft, tender and vulnerable. But as our journey through bhakti, through bhakti's palace, continues, then this faith becomes stronger and it comes to the platform where it's called nishta, steady. Krishna speaks about this in the Gita. He says someone on that level is not even shaken in the greatest difficulty, which is the moment of death, when our whole reality collapses and we understand, my God, I was living in a bubble of illusion. So there's a journey of faith from weak faith to strong faith, and on this journey there are two strands, so to say. Do you have this word in American, and your American usage of the English language? Strands is like two roads parallel, the faith in the Shastras and the faith in the process, the process of devotional service. The Shastras will talk about the goal, Krishna, who's known by various names as Bhaktavatsala, the protector of his devotees, or Dinabandhu, the friend of the fallen souls. And when we hear about Krishna and his attributes from the scriptures, we get a nice hope. But more than is necessary, the faith should not only be in Krishna, but also in the means to reach him. Let me give you an example. At this moment, what is more important for me, Berlin or the Berlin Airways? It's called Air Berlin. No? That's a flight company. Well, I would say I need to have faith in Air Berlin, that it carries me to the town Berlin. Without having faith in this, I mean, I couldn't cross the ocean by swimming. Maybe if I eat extra amount of prasadam, I will go a little bit more than, I don't know, 10 kilometers, which is like 8 miles into the sea. But I wouldn't reach Berlin in this way. I need a means to go there. So the faith in the process of devotional service is very important if we have gained faith in the goal, that is Radha and Krishna. It's very, very important. Without having faith in the means, in the sadhana practice, I will never reach satya or the goal. Now in this age of Kali, the Bhagavatam says the means is Krishna Namanu Kirtanam. That is the kirtan, the glorification of Krishna together with others. We just had a weekend, memorial weekend behind us, where we chanted a lot, and you will see, according to the faith which someone has placed into this process, he will have made usage out of this weekend. If he had little faith, he has a little benefit. If he has a lot of faith, he made a lot of progress. This point was brought out in a discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna Das. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to the beach one evening. It was towards the closure of his pastimes. He was soon about to leave the planet, and his devotees, close devotees, felt that there was a change in the Lord's mood. Much more than before, he went into an internal state. He was sitting there in the sand. He was looking at the ocean and the rolling waves which came on the beach. And he was reminded of the river Jamuna in Vrindavan. And he cried, "Yamuna, Krishna, where are you?" And he looked at the palm trees which were coming very close to the ocean, and he was transported to the forest of Vrindavan, and he called out, "O Radhe, where are you now? O Krishna, where are you now?" This was his mood. He was very, as Krishna Das Kaviraj describes, in a very internal mood, relishing his remembrance of Radha and Krishna and the beautiful forests of Vrindavan. So when he came a little bit out of this, one devotee called Krishna Das asked a very important question. He said, "My Lord, I see that some make rapid advancement, whereas others, although having sufficient contact, make very slow advancement. What is the reason for the fast or the delayed advancement? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Krishna Das with eyes full of love, and he said, Shraddha, faith is the reason. If someone has a deep abiding faith, Krishna reveals himself very quickly. But if he is hesitant in his faith, then it will take a long, long time for such a person. Faith, Lord Chaitanya detailed, in the chanting of the holy name makes one very quickly advanced. There's someone who cannot have this faith go slowly. And this is a little bit what I would like to talk a little bit deeper today than I was able to address this subject in the Sadhu Sangha retreat. Faith in the process in Krishna Namanu Kirtanam, in the chanting of the holy names. In my own spiritual life, I didn't always have so much faith in the chanting of the holy name until something very important for me happened. Because of my own lack of faith, I had asked myself the question, well, what else will help me to advance except for chanting? And I received various answers until I met a devotee who was at that time 105 years old, a little elderly. I had heard about this devotee and had known that he would chant every day more than 64 rounds of the holy name. And I said, well, let me meet such a person who has so much faith in the holy name that despite his many, many, many duties, he rises at 1 o'clock in the morning and completes his number of rounds after some 7 hours. So then only he eats and so on. And I went to him. He was just in the shower. I heard the shower. Well, it was an Indian shower. I heard plash, plash, plash. And the water came underneath the door out. I still remember it. It came like a snake crawling towards me, the water, you know. Indian showers. So he came out. His kamsha was dripping. Kamsha means some little cloths which one wears around the hips. And he saw me, and he asked, "Why have you come?" And I said, "I have a question. But you first try yourself and dress yourself, if you please, and I will ask." "No, what is your question?" And I said, "You're an elderly Vaishnav. You please look at me and look at my heart. And please tell me, what is the best way for me to move forward to Krishna?" This devotee looked at me. He was still dripping wet. Then he started to speak to me. For 3 hours he spoke to me. different devotees came to him to interrupt him because he had to give a lecture and had to go somewhere, but he just wouldn't hear these. He was 3 hours speaking to me, and I couldn't understand a word of what he said and understood everything. Let me explain. He spoke to me in Bengali, and I don't know Bengali. I couldn't understand a word. But as he was speaking, I heard, of course, words like Kirtam, Nam Prabhu, Gaya, Gaya means singing, Bolo Harinam. I heard these words, and it was for 3 hours where he quoted scriptural proof from various scriptures. But more than these verses, more than what he explained to me in perfect Bengali, was his conviction, his faith, which came from him and entered my heart. And I must say, I had not understood much, but only this little words, which we all know. Sorry, this is, how can you survive this constant bombardment of air conditioning? It's all right. I think they need that to survive. It's all right. I'm only one day, and then I'm out of air conditioning. No. I sincerely will remain healthy. Let everyone be in the way they are used to. I felt afterwards, let me try another time. And because I had seen this elderly person who was just so pure, so Krishna conscious, so appreciative of me trying, and so appreciative of Srila Prabhupada's gift to the world, that I began to sincerely give it another effect, and because another attempt, and because I had seen and felt that faith of this devotee, who was dripping wet still, I mean, because it was humid atmosphere, and he had not dried himself, I really must say, it helped me very much to appreciate this chanting. So, my dear devotees, I request you after this weekend of chanting to think a little bit about your own relationship to the Holy Name. This weekend will be very, very deciding for you, and you will carry this weekend with you if you work on your own Shraddha or faith in the process of attaining Krishna consciousness, which is Krishna Namanukirtanam. And I have a few suggestions which I would like to share with you at the end of this presentation. How to what you could do. But I would like to again say to you that the birthplace of this faith is Sadhu Sangha, the association with devotees. We know from the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam about our Narada Muni, who is... Thank you, Nityananda Prabhu. How did you know? Mataji knows. Good. They have, Matajis have children and they know these things. Narada Muni was the son of a maid servant. His father was a Brahmana, but he had died very early, so that his mother was forced, in order to earn a livelihood, to work in the house of a master. So Narada Muni, as a little boy, would accompany his mother to the house of the master and also engage in cleaning. Now, it so happened that once, during the rainy season, some itinerant sadhus or saints were traveling through, and they choose to knock at the door of Narada Muni's mother and asked for safe quarters because the rainy season was starting. You can't travel in India when the roads are swept by 1 meter high rainwater. So they stayed there, and Narada Muni observed them very keenly. He saw how they were using all their time in hearing about Krishna's Krishna and glorifying Krishna. And a faith was born in his heart by the contact of these four great souls. And this faith turned into a ruchi, a great taste and a great yearning for Krishna. He left his mother's home when his mother died and went to search for Krishna. And finally he came to a banyan tree where he sat down to meditate. As he was meditating about Krishna, he heard some anchor bells. Then the next thing is he smelled a beautiful fragrance. And as he looked towards the direction from where the anchor bell, sound of the anchor bells was reaching his ear, the smell of this unearthly smell, he saw the beautiful form of Lord Krishna dancing into the path of his eyes. And he was very, very moved. He became so ecstatic that his meditation broke, and all he saw was the roots of the banyan tree which were dangling down from the branches. You know, they have sky roots or air roots. And he again tried to go into the meditation and repeat the experience, but he didn't have darshan of Krishna again. But from the northeastern direction, the direction of God, he heard a voice telling him, "O Narada Muni, in this lifetime you will not see me again, because those who are not yet completely pure cannot see me. But intelligence engaged in my service makes for an eternal life." So Narada Muni took this, he used his intelligence, and he thought, how can I reach Krishna? And with this intelligence, and born from Shastric studies, he understood the fastest way is Krishna Namanu Kirtanam, chanting the holy names of Krishna. So he began singing the holy names, traveling through the world, and bringing many sincere souls on the path of devotional service. A thorough study of the Shastra with one's intelligence will bring you to that conclusion that the chanting of the holy name is all. You should see what, if you want to study the Shastras, how do they start and what is their conclusion? In the Bhagavatam, the main Shastra for us devotees, starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, which is a kirtan, a glorification of Krishna, and it ends in the 12th canto with the last verse. In this age of Kali, chanting the Lord's holy name is the process to reach him. So Narada Muni had placed his firm faith into the process of chanting the holy names of Krishna, and became the glorious saint who had frequent darshan, and has frequent darshans with the holy name. So if you want to advance, I really want to request you to increase your faith in the process. There are some suggestions which I would like to make to you. My first suggestion is try to do a nice more kirtan here. In Dallas, you have such talented and musical devotees. It could well be that you think of ways and means to increase the kirtan awareness. I know, for instance, there's a suggestion in Radha Desh, what they do is for the last darshan of Radha Gopinath, these are the deities of Radha Desh, the devotees from the temple come together and sit and just glorify Krishna in kirtan, and then they go to bed around 9:30, and the holy names is reverberating in their minds through the night, and they do such programs. Or in Mayapur, I have seen something very encouraging. I was invited every evening to one Grihastha's home where they had kirtan programs. They just came together, did kirtan, and afterwards distributed prasadam. That's how they ended the day. To increase your faith in the process, in other words, is do the process and you will have a certain experience. I think the greatest faith, here comes my new American word, booster. Yes, is that an American? I'm trying to learn your language. Please appreciate my efforts. I didn't mean it like this. The first and foremost teacher which convinces us is always experience. So I would like to suggest to you to make some more experience with the holy name. By doing kirtan, you can, we have good young generation here. They are able to use musical instruments and their nice voices. Please train yourself, those who are inclined to sing kirtan, to become inspiring kirtan leaders. Train yourself by doing your japa nicely, your holy name, chanting nicely, and show Krishna that you are really serious in your relationship with him, and then you can become a kirtaniya, kirtan leader, and help others to relish kirtan. That is a suggestion. Also, on an individual basis, please read the literature on the chanting of the holy name. Read what Srila Prabhupada wrote about it. Read in the many nice books which are now written by different devotees, and make yourself familiar with it. Also clear your doubts if there are any, and in this way become more faithful. Another thing I would like to suggest for you to increase your faith is see the world through the eyes of pure devotees. That is, start your prayers by praying the prayers of pure devotees. I would like to recommend to you a nice prayer collection called Sharanagati from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They are spoken from the level of faith. The first song or prayer is, you know, this question is asked there, whose prayers does Krishna hear? And the answer is those who practice Sharanagati, the surrendering process to Krishna. The prayers of such a devotee Krishna hears. So I recommend to you to read this collection of prayers where Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays to take shelter. It's a book on practicing Sharanagati or surrender to Krishna, and this will give you a lot of faith, because when you surrender to this AC is killing Western European bodies. I know it's switched off now, but the after effects are still in the air. Sharanagati prayers are very, very good to increase your faith. Also, place your faith in the objects which have a relationship to Krishna. For instance, take Charanamrita, the bathing water of our Lord here. By drinking the Charanamrita on a daily basis, you will have a very nice faith-increasing medicine. Because it is said, someone who drinks the Charanamrita of the Lord is even protected from an early death. You know, I have faith in this Charanamrita because I once was in an accident which was a killer accident. And I had drunk in the morning a whole cup of Charanamrita and had read the verse which said, anyone who drinks Charanamrita is protected from death, from early death. And that day I had a preaching program in the evening which lasted up till I think 11 o'clock, and then we had to drive for 2 hours to our next destination. And I remember I fell asleep in the car. I was not the driver, so I was safe. And our driver, G, it must have been around 12 o'clock, the hour of the ghosts, missed the exit in the autobahn, and he was so desperate he drove on, and the next exit would come after 20 kilometers, and he was already very, very, very tired. Thank you. So he thought, I'm not going to do this, and he did something which you shouldn't do on a German highway. He backed with the car like this. He wanted to drive back on the, not directly on the autobahn, but on what is next to the autobahn, you know, that was the shoulder. Hare Krishna. That was a very creative idea. So here's the autobahn, as the car was standing like this, it was a Dodge van from America. You know, a car came with, later we found out, 160 miles an hour. It was really fast. That other person wanted to get into bed just like me, and just hit the car on the side. Now we had a gas bottle this big in the car, which went off with a detonation. The place where the wood on which I was resting was splintering, and like spears, the wood came left and right and everywhere. Our car turned around somersaulting, like in the Chinese circus, you know, but many times. And it was just such an impactful impact that we were just like a golf ball flying somewhere. And the car was burning and everything. And I was waking up. Oh, my God, where are we? And I thought, let's get out of the car. This is the safest thing. And I took my shoe and I broke through the window and jumped out of the car. And the driver, G, was in shock. I had to take him. Also, and we then sat in the car before our burning car. Then, when the people came to rescue the dead bodies, we said, we are not dead, we are here. But it was the ghost hour, and we had our dhotis on, and we looked very unusual for the people. They went like, ah! I said, don't worry, it's only us, the Hare Krishnas. And then they said, don't joke with us. There are people who have died. You have no respect. And they went with the machine to break open the thing. And I said, no, it's us. We are alive. They were very angry at me. No one survives this. And I said in my mind, yes, someone who drinks Sharanamrita survives this. It is said, if you drink this, you escape a premature death. So please do drink your Sharanamrita daily, and it will be good. You can see there are certain symptoms in someone who has faith. The first symptom is he has faith in the scriptures. The second symptom is, according to Jiva Goswami, he has faith that Sharanagati, surrender, will protect me. He has complete faith in the Lord's protection. Like, yes, like what Krishna says here is true. What did he say? Those who, it's in 9:22, those who surrender unto me, I maintain what they have and carry what they need. So the devotee has faith like this. But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. My dear devotees, this works really. But the most important thing to place your faith is in the scriptures and their statements and the process of doing the Nam Kirtan in this age. Please place your face in there and you will see miracles unfold in this lifetime. You will be so surprised and you will say with tears in your eyes, it's true, I have seen. This will happen. I would like to end this discussion with a very nice narration from Alananad. Alananad is a temple, it's a little village which has one big temple. It lies around, I think, 12 kilometers away from Jagannath Puri. There's a deity, the Alananad deity, who is a wonderful self-manifested deity, worshipped already by Lord Brahma. But this deity has on his left or right arm, I do not know, a burning mark. It is visible, and the pujaris will show it to you if you give 10 rupees or 15 rupees. How did this burning mark come on the arm of the Lord? Listen to the explanation. Long ago, there was a community of Brahmanas who worshipped this ancient deity. And it so happened that once the worship time came to one Brahmana, and he was supposed to worship the deity for a week until the worship would go to another Brahmana in that community. And he did so, but then he had an emergency call to another village to do a very important puja. So he left and asked his son Madhu to do the evening offering. He would be back the next day. Or no, even late in the night he would be back. So Madhu, the little boy, took the plate, the offering plate, went before the deity and put the offering down before the deity, and then said, "My dear Lord, I don't know the prayers. I'm a boy. It did not yet. The subject did not come up in school as of yet. You please must be hungry. This is your dinner. You kindly eat." No reaction. The deity stood there. "Eat." No reaction. "Eat." Deity made it like this. Then he spoke, "How can I eat? I'm from marble. How can you talk if you are from marble?" "Eat." Krishna went down from the altar, took the prasadam, "Thank you, tasted very nice," and went back on the altar. Madhu came out of the altar room, and there were many who wanted the prasadam, Mahaprasad. He carried the plate to his mother. Mother said, "It's empty, where's the food?" What would happen if the priest would come with the priceless Mahaprasad, which you like so much, with all the good sweets, sabjis, this and that? Then he would say, and you would ask, "Where's the Mahaprasad, please?" "All eaten." You would say, "Ah, not by Kalachanji, by you." Same thing happened. Mother said, "This has never happened. You are a rascal. You have eaten, and now you say pious words." Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Kalachandji ki jai. Kalachandji is smiling. Yes, for sure. So, in the night, the father came back and was very hungry and said, "Devi, I'm so hungry. Can you serve me some Mahaprasad? It's all gone." "How it's gone? You always reserve prasadam for me." "It's gone. Madhu has most probably eaten it. He went into the altar room, and when he came out after the offering, he said the Lord had eaten it." "What do you think, my dear husband?" "He said the Lord has eaten it. It's all gone." Yeah. So they knew Madhu was not a liar. He was a very good boy. The father said, "I will test him next evening. I will pretend I'm going to and outside to make a puja, but I will watch what he's doing in the altar room. You tell him he should bring the offering like he did today. So mother said, okay, Madhu again brought the offering, and it had sweet rice, which was still hot. You know, preparation, I don't know exactly what it was, not cool sweet rice, apparently there's hot sweet rice also, as a bona fide preparation. Madhu again went into the altar room. He placed the plate before the Lord of Alalanad, and he again petitioned him to sit down and eat. Unknown to Madhu, his father was standing in some corner of the altar room where Madhu couldn't see him and was watching the whole thing. So Krishna felt, oh, I want to sit down, but he is an unbeliever. But Madhu was just with, my Lord, why don't you? Yesterday you ate. What is wrong? I've brought the same amount. Please, you don't hesitate. Please eat. And because he was so pure and he had so much Shraddha, finally Krishna just couldn't resist. And he put his arm towards the sweet rice, and he took that bowl with the sweet rice. At that moment, the Brahmana jumped from his hiding place and grabbed the arm. You can't do that. Where will our community be when you don't? When you always eat everything. Eat with the eyes, like the Vedas describe it. You know. And he did, and the bowl just fell and hit on the arm and made a burning mark. Madhu was shocked. The Brahmana was shocked. Both of them went crying out of the altar room. The Brahmana was shocked by his hefty reaction. They went home, and that evening a thunderstorm broke loose. The skies were rent open, and a flash came, and the temple wall cracked. The temple itself cracked in two pieces. The deity started to shake from left to right. The Brahmana went panic and ran into the temple room and said, my Lord, please forgive my Madhu. He's a child. You are angry with him, I think, because I sent him on the altar. And the Lord spoke, no, I'm angry with all of you faithless worshippers. You don't believe that I can eat. You just don't believe it. I don't want your food any longer. I don't want that you come in my nearest closeness. I will go now. Go now. Vital, please don't go. Don't go. Please, if you go, our life will go out of our bodies. I will go unless you don't come on my altar any longer and send Madhu. Only if Madhu comes, because he has faith, he can bring, then I stay. So from that day on, Madhu came as a pujari. Eventually other pujaris joined him again, but Lord was a little disturbed, so first only Madhu came. So how important the faith is in the process. Madhu had faith, and therefore the Lord accepted him and wanted from him. So as you advance in your spiritual life, you need to advance in your faith, and that faith comes from the scriptures where you read, but it comes more than anything from the association of devotees who practice the process of kirtan and who talk about Krishna in loving ways. Then you have faith. It comes there. It is born. You know, a child, you cannot get a child alone if you are a mataji. You need another person for that. So if you want faith, you can't just get it alone. You need devotees so that the faith works. And especially devotees who have faith in the process. By their association, this faith is born. And then please also do the process. And when you do the process that is kirtan, you will see proofs everywhere that this really works. You have such a wonderful community. All my God brothers have commented. We have secretly spoken about you in our rooms, the Dallas community. And we feel that this is so hospitable. It is so kind. It is so natural Krishna consciousness. It is so homey. It is a very good. Devotees are humble. I think you have very, and you have the most beautiful deity in the universe. Wow, I said the right thing. You have the most beautiful deity in the universe, and I think you should please him by Krishnanu Kirtanam. You should increase that, and you will see how your community will blossom even further. You are all wonderful worshipable Vaishnavas. You have such good qualities, such a healthy atmosphere. If that is, I'm guessing that you do this already, but if this is increased, and if on an individual basis you are increasing your faith in the kirtan, then, oh, the sky is the limit for how far you can go. It means there's no limit. Yes, this is what I wanted to say. I want to, on a personal note, thank you very much for being so hospitable. It was a wonderful time, despite AC. I'm joking. This is how the way Germans joke. They always have a little tough jokes, you know. Wonderful time and wonderful community. I wish you all the best, and please keep on supporting the Sadhu Sangha Festival. I think it is something very valuable and very faith-giving, actually. I could see we were singing, and the moment the Hare Krishna came, everyone jumps up and starts to dance, trying to join the apsaras by jumping so high. These dancers up there, just where the ceiling is. Okay, I have come to an end. Hare Krishna. Do you have any quick questions, Nityananda Prabhu?
Yes. And so happened was that the pujari found blood on the altar. So the pujari is thinking, where this blood came from? One of our devotees got hurt or something, and you know, there is blood on the floor. And then when they went to dress the deity, they found that the blood was coming out of his arm. That the red blood was right down his arm and dripped to the bottom. It wasn't dripping anymore, but clear. So they thought, this must be paint, because deities are sometimes painted. But it's a marble deity. There's no paint on that marble deity. And then the devotees realized that actually it was Krishna who was bleeding, because the kartal actually cut his hand as it went and hit the wall and came back again. And that increased the faith of the devotees so much in Fiji. Those devotees were there. They realized actually Krishna is here dancing on Kalila. And we had no faith. We thought this is just marble deity.
Wonderful.
But the faith was not that deep.
Hopefully it also served that they would not quarrel again like that. Yeah, but what a nice... Thank you very much. I've never heard this particular incident, and very faith-giving. Thank you very much. Yes. Yes, Prabhu.
The nice story about Narad Muni. So Narad Muni was a small child, and definitely like the Lord basically revealed himself to him to increase his faith on him. No? So what was the need actually, like just to increase the faith of the child Narad Muni, like no, the Lord appeared before him? Was that the intention, or that was just to give him some kind of relief from the pain that he had?
Yeah, Krishna himself explained to Narada Muni why he had first appeared and then disappeared. He said, I did this to increase your eagerness, because by your eagerness you will eventually reach me. Krishna does this sometimes with his devotees. He gives them an experience which is giving them a lot of faith, and then he disappears in order to increase the eagerness of the devotees. There is a passage in the Bhagavatam where Krishna disappeared from the devotees, from the gopis, and they searched for him and searched more and still searched more, and finally after they went to the Yamuna, and on the bank of the Yamuna they said, Krishna is not willing to come, let us now chant, and they sang. And after some time Krishna appeared to them. The gopis were full of the question, why you first came and then you disappeared? Why did you do this? Are you perhaps ungrateful for our devotion, for our service, and you just went away? What is your reason for disappearing from your devotees? And then Krishna spoke to the gopis and said, for those surrendered souls, he wanted to explain the reason. It is to increase the eagerness for him. Huh? For those surrendered souls who worship me through Naam Kirtan, chanting holy names, and other means, I do not respond in order to make their worship more perfect. O gopis, who cannot understand my real intention, when these surrendered souls do not see me, they develop deep humility by feeling, alas, alas, everything I have done is useless. Because I am an offender, Krishna has not shown even the slightest favor upon me. Let me be damned. So by this humility, their devotion becomes brilliant. This is sometimes happening also when we do kirtan. Don't we all know this? We do kirtan, and all we feel is dryness, dryness, and yet another time, dryness. Huh? Our mind wanders. It's very difficult for us to even have any relationship to what we do. Especially it happens when you are overly tired. Then it happens. And at that time, don't give up. Don't get up and go out. But continue to show Krishna that you're really serious, because he wants that we very eagerly strive for him. He does this so that we become humble and think, oh my God, am I a neophyte? And we lose all our pride and start begging for the holy name. My dear devotees, this I know from my own experience. Now I'm sitting here amongst you in your good association, and I'm very convinced about kirtan and preach, but sometimes I also feel when I sing, even when I lead a kirtan, oh, when is this going to end? And I can eat and sleep, I'm looking at the wristwatch, and the arm of the wristwatch, or the, what is it called, the index thing here, does not move. Even after 10 hours it had not moved even 1 centimeter, it is there. And then when you do this, when you are feeling this dryness, then when you finally arrive at a humble place, oh, I cannot make the Lord appear. Krishna has appeared to appear on his own free will. I am his servant. I will try to surrender and will try to serve him, although I feel this dryness. Then after some time, it is indescribably sweet, because Krishna tests us like this. He wants to bring us to this place of humility. Whenever you find someone who is proud in his chanting, you should be doubtful. Something is wrong. The moment one is prideful, it can't be the real thing, because Krishna only comes to the humble devotee. And Lord Chaitanya said like this, only he who is humble can always do kirtan. Huh? Kirtan niya sada. Trinada pisuni. We know this verse. Yeah. So sometimes Krishna disappears from his devotees, or lets them go through a period of apparent dryness to increase their eagerness. To increase their eagerness and make them more humble. Thank you. So we will have one last question. Our Mataji has a question. Please, we will give you the microphone and then we will end this class.
Thank you, Maharaj. I was just wondering if I could just share a realization on faith.
Yes, this can be long.
Very short.
Very good.
Very short, just going a little bit.
I mean,
more.
Not very good that it's short, but we are running out of time. Short. Yes, please.
I was thinking that part of our faith develops with our faith in the deities, that they're not marble or wood. That this is Krishna. And one way I found my faith has increased in that way is becoming a pujari, because you act so intimately with the deities, and there's always something happens. They move, they do things, they play tricks on you, they do all sorts of things. I mean, all pujaris have stories, and it's wonderful to hear these stories. I think we should express these stories to the other devotees, because it really increases your faith in the deities. I know my first experience when I was a new devotee, I was, because I'm from London, so I popped to the temple at lunchtime, and I was in front of Lord Jagannath, And I was just praying to him. I said, "Lord Jagannath, how can I develop love for you? How can I, you know, how can I understand that you're not just a piece of wood stood there, a wooden statue?" And I was praying like this quietly in my head in front of Lord Jagannath, and he just moved. He moved. He sort of like shuffled, and his nose ring fell to the floor. And the pujari was serving, you know, there. And she said, "Oh, that's auspicious." And I thought, "Yes, it is. I know, Lord Jagannath, you're real." So I just wanted to share, because I think I love to hear the stories like Nityananda Prabhu. It really increases my faith.
Wonderful. Yes. Thank you, Maharaji. Wonderful. So,
Maharaj, I wanted to make one more comment, and that was that your visit here has made such a difference to our community. I'm absolutely certain we'll be talking about how to increase kirtan and do those things. But I'd like to make a request of you, I feel very confident that our deities would agree with me and all of the devotees here would agree with me. And that is, you should come and check whether our faith has increased or not next year when the Shanai comes. Then you will know whether we deserve your association, because I see now that we don't deserve your association, Maharaj. That you have done more for us than we deserve, especially me. But I'm thinking that if you came one more time and saw that we did hear you, not that we just nodded our heads and made notes and recorded you and then forgot everything when you left. That we did hear you. We'd love it if you could come back again for the festival next year again, because that's the best time to have you over here, so many people can benefit at the same time. But come through Dallas again so that you can check us out and see whether we have any faith or not. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Jai. Jai.
Sachinandan Maharaj ki.
I would certainly treasure this invitation in my heart, and I think this festival is very, very good because it brings devotees together. And if Krishna allows me, I will definitely try to come. Indra Dhamma Maharaj was also very kind and said, "Please come." Yes, fine. Then I would suggest that we end our discussion here. Time is also there, and wish each one of you that your spiritual aspirations will be fulfilled by the mercy of your wonderful deity and this most powerful process of singing his holy names. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gornitai ki jai. Sisi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai. Shishi Radha Kala Chanji ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.